This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Rounds.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Orn.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Orn.
Orn.
I like Orn because Orn is doing it for herself.
Orn is chill as fuck.
Orn's very chill. Like, this feels to me like Stella getting her groove back.
Mm-hmm.
Or like she is waiting to exhale. Or doing one of those things. Like, I like Orn.
Any of those. Although I do not like that she is in her little stat block defined as Mnamqua's mate.
Well, that's the media, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's like, that kind of shit happens all the time on Twitter. That's not Orn's fault.
No.
You know?
No. Orn has not gotten a good shake. Yes.
This is really kind of like great old one for girls. Like, with the pink cilia.
Yeah.
And like how she just like basically practices self-care. You know?
It's like what the girl version of the Necronomicon that's bound in pony flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. No, but she hits it on the sly with Mnamqua. Mnamqua's out running on his own, and she
is something for the girl version of the Necronomicon, Paula Abdul al-Hazred? Is that something?
Depending on the era, from 1984 to 1987? Yes.
Yes.
From 2001 to 2004? Yes.
Yeah. Like Paula Abdul al-Hazred.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to pat myself on the back for that joke.
No, you also interrupted me. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. The counter of it was a good joke, but the counter thing was it took me way too long to come up with that. enough to where I interrupted you.
Yeah.
No, so anyway, we were talking about Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Just dancing around with MC Scat Cat. Gary, mm-hmm. if you have not looked up the lore behind MC Scat Cat.
Oh, like the Gary Barfield of Teenage Dirtbag has not looked at the lore behind MC Scat Cat.
Okay,
all right. I'm very familiar with MC Scatological Catacological.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. So. We got Orange. She's holding it down, mm-hmm. Down in the ruins of Sarcomand. She's got some tunnels that reach into the waking world in case she needs to get out there mm-hmm. and do it for herself have it all. Yes. And she's a quiet goddess waiting patiently for the day when she and her mate will be reunited.
Yeah, it's like a real, you know, my old one takes the morning train, and, you know, it's like that kind of thing. Like, they'll be back again, which is nice. She can communicate with anyone telepathically within 100 yards and mm-hmm. dominate any of them
right.
to make them bring people to her lair.
So she's and a girl boss. Like,
she's total girl boss, dude. This is like that new person in Korea.
Oh, yes.
She accepts sacrifices from her worshipers in exchange for not eating them. It's mm-hmm. very quid pro quo.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
And she sticks to it. You know, it's not sometimes mm-hmm. she chooses to grace them. It's an understanding. She is not like the irrational man old ones.
Yeah, she's not like Mnamqua.
How fucked up is it that we're so obsessed with, okay, so I'm going to be a parody of us, but like we're so obsessed with gendering things that we gender these unfathomable squishy things that live in the moons.
You know, I got one word for you. It's fucking Durleth, dude.
Yeah.
Who started this whole, I mean, this is a Brian Lumley creation,
right.
But the idea that like all these people are related and have families and mm-hmm. stuff is Durleth, who is too fucking dumb to understand that gender is a binary.
Curse his cubed head.
Yeah, just like get this through your fucking melon. They're aliens. They don't need to have gender.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid for the idea of them being like some of them are married.
Yeah,
like sometimes they say mate and sometimes they say wife. And I'm like wife. It's a fucking legal construct. Durleth,
stop making them human.
Ah,
put down the football for like a second. Have some perspective.
Put down the football and pick up the football phone and call somebody who gives a shit about your garbage. Thank you for Arkham House Publishing.
Yes, thank you very much for keeping all of this. It would be very bad if we lost this. You piece of shit. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.